This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Eila hadvarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael. These are the words. Dibur. Dibur is usually understood to mean dibur kashais. As Rashi says, these are divrei toichachais. Sefer Devarim is a stern book, especially recognizable, and especially the klalos that are mentioned in Kisavai, Vayelech, and Hazinu. Sefer Mishneh Torah is the rebuke Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael at the end of his life. However, we have to understand the purpose of the toichacha, the purpose of the rebuke, is to ensure that Klal Yisrael should be zoicha to mekayim mitzvos, and ultimately be zoicha not to klala, but to bracha. That's the purpose of Devarim. Maybe the overt message of Devarim is toichacha and klala, but the inner message of Devarim is the insurance that we're mekayim mitzvos and that we're zoicha to bracha. Rav Michal Ber Weissmandel was known for his astounding discoveries of codes on the Torah. And in his Sefer Ma'aseh Chemed, says Rav Michal Ber, if you go to the word Devarim, you go to the first bays of Devarim, and from that bays you count 613 spaces. That takes you to a resh. From that resh, you skip another 613 letters. That takes you to a chaf. And from that chaf, you skip another 613. That takes you to a hey. Bracha. To indicate the whole purpose of Devarim, the purpose of the toichacha, is that we attain bracha. How do we attain bracha? By fulfilling taryag, by fulfilling the 613. If we fulfill 613, the bays of Devarim, 613 to Resh, 613 to Chaf, 613 to Hey, will be zoicha to bracha, lanu, ulecho Yisrael. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.